Hey everyone, this is Ryan from Leave Your Shoes at the Door podcast. On this episode, we talk about Asian American films and representation in general, and we hope you enjoy the show. Thank you.
What's going on, everybody? It is 2020, and we're back. Leave Your Shoes at the Door podcast coming in strong. I'm your host, or one of your hosts, Will Chang, and we got...
Hey, this is Ryan.
And this is Sam.
And also, we have a very special guest today, my good and dear friend, Miss Carol Wong. Carol, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm, excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, we're excited to have you. You know, you're actually the first female on the show, right?
First female, second guest.
Now I'm a little nervous.
no pressure. Yeah, it was just a critique we got.
Basically, if you, as our first female guest, don't represent females well, then we'll never have females again.
Yeah, you're just representative of every single Asian woman out there, so no pressure.
I don't think I represent Asian females the best.
Wait, why? Are you ashamed to be an Asian female?
No, not at all. I just don't think I am Asian enough.
Wait, what does that mean? What do you mean?
Like, you know, having good grades, blah, 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 you know, like all of those stereotypical...
If that's the case...
I'm a really good driver.
Oh, true.
Wait, are you sure?
I like that.
I'm just kidding.
Damn.
You didn't.
Come on, Will.
I just reverse parked and you were in the car.
Yes.
Oh, you did?
No.
That's impressive.
Well,
it's pretty good.
That is impressive. I can't reverse park without a without
mirror?
A camera.
What? You don't need that.
I never learned.
You just need your instincts, man.
I can parallel park.
You just need to know the size of your car.
Oh, I can't.
I'm
always
car,
terrified.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of Asian women. Let's talk about Awkwafina, who just won Best Actress at the Golden Globes for...
Yes.
What's the Best Actress in a comedy or musical?
Yeah. So today we're going to be talking about just Asian American media in general over the past few years and how we feel about it. But yeah, Awkwafina, she's a...
Shout outs.
Yes.
She's repping for all the Asians out there.
No, seriously. I mean, did you guys think that she would have... Well, did you guys think it would be nominated at all? Like, the Farewell and, like, her as an actress and all that?
I thought the Farewell was going to get nominated for a bunch of things. I wasn't sure if they would win anything, but, yeah.
Yeah, but it would be recognized. And it was, obviously. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But now it's like, dude... Was she the first Asian woman?
Yes.
Or Asian person?
Yeah, so first Asian person to win, I think something of that caliber.
Yeah.
I think best actress in a comedy or drama at the Golden Globes.
That's crazy.
Didn't Sandra Oh win something in the past?
I think that may have been for TV. No, I think you're right.
For the Emmys, maybe?
Yeah, it may have been for the Emmys because she was on Grey's Anatomy for like a while.
She also is in that new show.
Yeah, Killing Eve.
Yes,
I heard it's really good.
I heard it's really good too.
Have you watched it?
Really
okay.
Watch it,
I think it's a Canadian show. I don't know though.
What is?
It is.
Is it?
So, yeah.
Okay, because Sandra Oh is Canadian, so.
Yee.
Killing Eve.
Yeah, I know. Will the Canadian over here is real happy.
But I didn't even know about this show.
Yeah, honestly, I don't watch TV,
I heard it's really good.
Yeah.
I heard it's really, really good.
Yeah,
what
is
it about?
I don't even know. I think she plays a detective, and then she's tracking like a serial killer. I think that's what it's about. I could be completely wrong, though. But I think that's what it's about. But I heard it's really good. I think it's on this like third or fourth season, something like that.
And she's only now getting like recognitions for it, or
I mean, she's been recognized like from like TV acting and things like that. Like,
but I think she's more recognized now because she's a lead, like she's one of the main characters.
Okay. Right.
You know, in Grey's Anatomy, there's like seven women.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like
I pulled it up.
People.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
All right. Killing Eve. Eve's life as a spy is not adding up to what she had hoped it would be when she started. She is bored, very smart, MI5 security officer who is very desk bound. Villanelle is a very talented killer, mercurial in mood, who clings to luxuries of her job. Eve and Villanelle go head to head in a fierce game of cat and mouse, each woman equally obsessed with the other as Eve is tasked with hunting down the psychopathic assassin.
Perfect. So it's Sandra Oh Eve?
Is she the...
I think she's the officer, like
the other person?
The MI5.
Oh,
officer,
okay.
The murderer.
Okay.
I think she's the officer. Hers really good.
This just goes to show that we are not experts in this at all.
Yeah, it's good thing we started with that.
Yeah, we don't know anything that's happening, so.
I feel like you guys are knowing more than I do.
No. I think just the reason why I was like so excited about this was because of the fact that like Asian people are finally well, maybe not finally, but a lot of Asian people are getting recognition for all of their work in these creative spaces.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's something to be celebrating and things like that, you know? So.
Yeah, no, it's true. Because before, I think I could count on, like, my hand, right? Like, the number of, like, Asian actors or, like, movies and things that are coming out in the States. But now it's, like, actual wave, right? You can kind of name, like, a lot more movies and shows and actors and actresses that are kind of coming out of the woodwork now and getting recognition that they weren't necessarily getting before. And I think Sandra Oh is like part of that. Because right. I think she was like one of the people that were like, that was on Grey's Anatomy and that was like doing it big. And then now she's sort of, you know, also coming back up again with this hit show. And then she's like kind of part of the wave again. And so it's kind of cool to see that. Same thing with John Cho. Like, John Cho is like really big in this movie called Searching. Have you guys seen Searching?
Yes.
No. You seen haven't it? Seen oh, Searching? So
like
it's actually really good.
Or like oh my. The marketing for it.
That's just as good.
Oh my goodness.
I know, I have a lot to catch.
Wait, but I thought you said you just watched you just watched The Farewell.
Yeah.
With Awkwafina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Actually, real quick question. Did you like the movie?
I did.
As a female, as Chinese, as
Both? Yeah.
Could you relate a lot to it?
So I couldn't relate to how like the whole lie. Just because I don't have family in China. But I do relate to her relationship with her parents and how, like, especially her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, how her mom is very, like, you know, I don't want to cry.
Oh, being strong.
Yeah, like being very stoic. Strong, like, yeah, because in my family, I hope my parents never, like, listen to this. But, like, my mom, she just never, you know, it was, like, crying was a sign of weakness.
Right.
And so, like, I cried a lot as a child.
Oh.
And so, like, you know, my mom would be like, oh, you're, like, weak. Like,
ooh,
you suck. Like,
man.
Is that a thing across Asian cultures, though? Were you told that, too, when you were, like, a kid? Like, don't cry. Like,
okay, here's the thing. For me, when I cried, my parents used to spank me because I was a bad kid.
Yeah.
They would spank me to make me stop crying. It's like, I'm not going to stop until you stop crying.
Oh, my
right?
God.
But it doesn't. So, like, same here. Like, I've been hit, spanked by my parents, and, like, crying does not help. Just, like, don't cry when you get
yeah.
hit.
Yeah,
like, yeah, pretty much.
Oh, so, like, yeah. I just got, like, flashbacks.
PTSD.
Ryan, you'll know. When you're, yeah, do.
Oh, know,
like,
yeah,
almost,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like, stop crying.
Like,
stop crying right now. And
yeah.
It's like.
Yeah.
Basically.
You just gotta suck up all, yeah. like, the tears oh, and phlegm back into your, yeah.
And now it's like, hey, cry all you want.
No, I don't think that's the case. I think it's just ingrained in, like, in us now. Like, even me, when if I feel myself getting emotional, I'm like, oh, okay, I gotta, like, step back, and I gotta, like, it's like I have to, like, show no emotion. Because, yeah, like Carol said, it does seem like it was ingrained in me as a sign of weakness. And I was like, all right, I can't look weak in front of these white people.
Yeah, we're just, like, not, like, we don't show any emotion towards each other. We don't hug. We don't, like, show affection, you know? So
I can relate to that, except it's weird because I have that relationship with my folks. It's very cordial, I feel
right?
like.
Yeah.
But with my brother, it's different.
Like, oh, yeah? How
yeah.
so?
Oh, yeah.
Well, my mom and my dad, like, joke around with my brother a lot, and they're, like, kind of touchy, like, kind of, like, shoving each other. My brother would be just telling my mom, you can't fit in that. You're too fat.
Oh, shoot.
And it's, like, playful and funny. And then my mom would be like, what are you talking about? I look great. And then, I don't know, they would just, there's banter between them. But me and my mom, it's just stone faced.
Like, if you said that to your mom, like, she would slap you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I think growing up now, my mom especially, she tries to be more in my life. Hmm. But because I was, like, grown up not to, like, share, like, some of my life with her, she
right.
doesn't, like, I don't do that now. But mm-hmm. now she's like, oh, like, you know, how's work? How's, you know, life, whatever, and she tries to get, and I never tell her anything. Like, kind of like in the movie how, you know, like, oh, did you get the fellowship? Like,
I see.
You know, and it's right. like, oh, it's okay. Like, I'm fine. I don't need money. Like, I'm good. Like, it's just, that's just, I relate to that.
Relate to
right,
that.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel, though? Like, does that, do you care, or are you just so used to it now?
I'm so used to it now. Like, it's weird when my mom tries to hug me. I'm like, it's weird.
Do you hug back, or you just stand there?
I kind of just stand there. And then the same with my siblings. Like, they try to hug me too, and it's, like, really awkward. Like, I'll just be like, Like, you know the awkward, like, stranger hug you get?
Yeah, yeah, the tap.
And you, like, we don't really touch them,
or, like,
really.
You don't touch them, really, but, like, your arms are sort of around them, so they feel the like, heat, but it's, like...
You kind of just circle them with
your arms. They feel the heat?
Yeah.
You know, but that's exactly how it is.
Yeah, no, I, like, for me, too, I'm not, like, a touchy-feely person, but, like, very recently, I don't know why, I just started, like, hugging people more,
mm-hmm.
and I'm, like, do I do a side hug? Do I do, like... Like a front hug?
It's a real dilemma.
Like, which hug do
like
you
what,
do?
What hug is the correct hug in this situation? I don't...
I feel like if you're holding something, you go
hand.
For a side hug, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my sister know. And I try to hug, but it's, like, still weird. So
is it
I mean, I love her, but
is
just...
it a weekly practice? Okay, guys, we're going to do our hugs now. So.
Yeah. But, like, we know it's awkward. Like, we'll be like, I know this is awkward, but we're going to go for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of siblings, that reminds you said you haven't watched what was the with John Cho, Searching?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Searching. Yeah.
Okay. So I have a thing to say about Searching, but Searching.
We talked about this before.
Did we?
I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say? Yeah, go say. Tell me, Sam.
When they go in the house.
You're right.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but I don't know this. So
okay, okay.
Just
recap.
Yeah.
It's not
recap.
Really, it's not really a spoiler alert or anything. Though.
Okay, okay.
No
like
plot,
a scene.
Not first, a plot point at all, really.
Yeah, I'm not really.
First, we'll explain the movie. For you to know, Carol. Right. So the movie essentially takes place, I guess, in this suburban like neighborhood, and then John Cho is the father, and he has a very, I guess, quote unquote, close relationship with his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But he finds out when his daughter goes missing essentially, that he everything that he knew about his daughter was wrong. Because then he started to look into her social media and try to contact her. Quote unquote friends and whatnot, and everything that she told him was a lie. Like her actual friends were actually just like acquaintances or even bullies, etc. So he's learning about all these
sounds
new
like
things.
My type of movie.
Yeah,
you should never seen.
I don't know. How have you not
I know,
seen
I don't know.
This?
It's
really
like,
good.
It's good. All right. Anyways, go check it out. But there's a point in this movie where John Cho's character and his brother, I guess, have a meeting or a talk inside their home, and both of them have their shoes on in the house.
It was like the most unrealistic. It was like a tense part of the movie too, right? It was like a pretty like confrontational scene, and then but I couldn't get like out of my mind the fact that they were both wearing shoes. I was like, dude, this is the most unrealistic part of this movie.
Yeah. Who didn't catch that? Where's the AD at?
I
know, right?
I didn't see it.
Were they?
You didn't see what?
Were the producers
Searching?
Asian?
I actually have no idea.
I don't think so.
Well, the director. And
that's your answer right there.
No, the director was Asian. So,
was he?
Yeah, yeah. He was like, I think he's like Indian American or Pakistani American. I don't want to butcher it, but and I forgot his name. But yeah, he's like a South Asian.
Hmm. Well, there you have it.
Yep.
Now you know.
No, but it's a really good movie. Worth a watch for sure.
What other movies have you guys watched?
Recently?
You guys said you guys watched Parasite?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, Parasite is another big movie out right now.
Yeah, but that's straight up from like South Korea though.
Yeah, it's a South Korean film. I'm gonna say the great thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know, as a Korean person,
take some pride, Sam.
I love the fact that Korea's kind of
you guys
getting
crush
on the
it in
map,
movies
the
yeah,
map right now. Yeah, so the director Bong Joon-ho, or if I say it like how I would say Bong Joon-ho, his film, yeah, he won the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival, which is like the top honor.
It's like a very, very prestigious
film festival. Yeah, so that's for Parasite. And this past week, Parasite won the best foreign, was it foreign film?
I think it was foreign film.
Foreign film at the Golden Globes. Golden Globes.
Yeah.
And there's like a lot of talk right now about whether it's going to be best film at the Academy Awards. Is he going to get anything, any noms, things like that? And if he does, I think it'll be like one of the first like foreign language films if he wins.
Yeah.
It will be the first foreign language film if he wins that would win Best Picture. And it's like, I don't know, people are like really saying like it might win.
Really?
Yeah, I thought Obama watched it and
It's on his list. Yeah,
right?
And The Farewell was actually on his list too.
Oh, it's great.
Top films of 2019.
Yo, if you made that list, like you're good. Like, if you made the Obama list, like you made it. You know what I mean?
But I think what's like so amazing about it and why it's been resonating with like even like American audiences is like just the themes that are in it. So it's a lot about like class struggle. So like the upper class versus the lower class. So have you guys seen like Us, the movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So kind of like how us also deals with like upper class versus lower class. And that has kind of just been like a really big theme throughout a lot of the films of this year that are kind of big. So that, so Us, Knives Out, or yeah, Knives Out as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, Knives Out too, yep.
Parasite. And then there's one other one that people were really talking about. But
was it an American movie or?
Yeah, it was an American film. I can't remember what it was though. But that was like, you know.
So. Care, we need to go watch these movies because we haven't seen like
yeah.
any of these.
Well, so Parasite is a horror.
No.
Thriller?
It's funny. A lot of people think it is. A lot of people think it's like a horror thriller movie.
That's the reason why I haven't seen it.
The marketing for it really kind of paints it in almost like a horror-ish, like a scary movie.
Yeah.
But it's a thriller. I think he calls it like a thriller comedy.
It really is. Okay. Actually, that, yeah.
Thriller
yeah.
So comedy.
Exactly yeah. It is. It's actually yeah. really funny. Mm-hmm. It's actually okay. a really funny movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, and all of it, a lot of his films, too, kind of balance that line of like, thriller comedy, like there's a lot of funniness to his movies, and then there are a lot of like what is gonna happen, what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, yeah. have you guys seen Snowpiercer
Mm-mm.
or The Host?
No.
Wait, or, The Host sounds familiar. I heard of The
yeah,
Host.
The host.
It was a monster movie.
Have you guys seen Okja? That's on Netflix.
Yes.
That was also
yeah. He yeah. did. Yeah. He did Okja.
Yeah. So he did
yeah.
Okja.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like in the same way that like Okja is kind of like it teeters the line of like there are funny moments, but there are also like really tense moments.
Mm-hmm.
His films, a lot of his films. Kind of balance that, and he's kind of like the one of the hotshot directors of Korea. And
yeah, like he's like, probably the hottest director
yeah,
right now.
He's like very well known within Korea and very respected within the Korean circles.
Yeah. So, all right, I looks like I got a list to go check out.
Have you seen Okja?
Mm-mm.
You haven't seen Okja?
That was
no.
like how many years ago?
2017.
Yeah, a few years ago.
Yeah,
a few
like.
Years ago.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So the last movie when you guys are talking about this, the last I guess Korean film I saw was. A couple of years ago, it was what's it called, The Handmaiden.
Oh yeah,
oh that's actually
that was
really
a big
good
one
too.
I
also have not seen that one.
Handmaiden,
actually, yeah,
fire.
Dang,
it's really
straight
good.
Carol,
really
you, fire. You need to go out and watch some movies.
I do.
No,
you know
it's really
I
good.
I get teased a lot for not watching movies.
Wait, why?
Really?
Because
I feel like that's
I'm,
not
like,
a common
sort of
thing.
In that, you know, media industry.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love videos and films, wait. But I don't watch a lot of movies.
That's fine. Same
that's
with
okay.
me. Wait, yeah. so what do you do right now, Carol?
We're a nonprofit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
And are you still doing, like, media
nope.
stuff? No?
I mean, I'll help, like, my colleagues that are doing design,
mm-hmm.
but, you know.
It's not for you? Not for you right now?
I mean, it is, and I'd like to have their job. But I also don't like their supervisors, so.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
Fair enough, fair enough. So wait, so people actually really tease you? Like, you got, like.
Like, friends, because they're like, oh, how come you haven't seen this movie, or, like, you haven't. Growing up, I didn't really watch a lot of movies, like, you know, home when I was younger. And so when they reference, like, older movies, I'm like, huh? What are you talking about?
All the memes are, like, lost on you. All, like,
some
the Home
them.
Alone memes and stuff.
Yeah, Home Alone, like, I've sort of not seen. So
Home Alone?
You haven't seen Home Alone?
Like, I've seen it in parts. But not
wow.
like the full.
That is
like
surprising.
I've seen it on TV.
That's,
that is surprising.
I know, isn't it weird?
Home Alone is like an annual thing for
it's
me
like a classic.
For the past 5 years because I always show it at school.
Oh, do you?
You're a teacher.
Well, yeah, like that week of winter, like right before winter break, I'm like,
dude,
I don't want to teach.
You're doing the Lord's work, man. Passing
Home
down
Alone.
Movie, man.
Home Alone.
The Next Generations. It's great. It's
yeah.
a good movie.
No, it's a fun one. Yeah,
both are good.
Yeah.
Or one and two are good. I think I saw the third one and it wasn't that good.
Yeah, three isn't.
There's like more than.
Yeah, exactly.
See, it's like, see, I don't.
Yeah.
yeah.
Quick note. And the third one, a young Scarlett Johansson's in it.
No way.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson's in there. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Who's also Asian because she was in Ghost in the Shell, so.
Yeah, apparently.
I'm just kidding. She's not Asian.
yeah, well, that's like a very interesting thing. So, one of the reasons why, like, we kind of wanted to talk about this today is because of, again, like how prevalent Asians are becoming in media. And like one of the really big things, kind of big controversies of the past few years has been, you know, Asians being represented by non-Asians. So a few examples that I can think of like right off the top of my head is Scarlett Johansson in Ghost in the Shell,
mm-hmm.
Tilda Swinton in, what is it? Doctor
Strange.
Strange.
Yeah.
And then
so Emma Stone. Is,
yeah, Emma Stone in Aloha,
yeah.
which is like a random movie that I've
Wait.
Never.
What
that
she was?
Either.
No, I heard about. It. I didn't watch it,
yeah,
but
she was
I didn't know.
I've never. Seen
she was supposed to be.
Yeah, she was supposed to be like a Chinese Hawaiian.
Yeah, which like
You're kidding.
She doesn't look anything like Tilda Swinton. Maybe I could see like
you think okay
a little bit like
sure
she, you know like
Do you think they pulled back her eyes a bit?
I don't know. Who knows?
Wow.
And then, and like people, like Caucasian people or like non-Asian people starring in like Asian movies. So like, do you guys remember like The Great Wall?
Oh, with Matt Damon.
Yeah. Which is like super random. Why is Matt Damon in?
It's weird because that was a Chinese movie, like in China.
Yeah.
And then, like, let's cast Matt Damon from America.
Like Tom Cruise and The Last Samurai.
All right, yeah, but Last Samurai was pretty tight.
I like The Last Samurai, though. I like the movie.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
But it's like, if it's a samurai movie, well, okay, I mean, I can't really say. But like, what are your guys' thoughts about like, you know, like these Asian movies or like Asian roles being like
played by other people?
By like non-Asians, yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah?
I'm not a fan.
No, because it's not fair. Like, I think, you know, if they just looked a little harder, they can find an Asian American who can act.
Right.
You don't need to, you know, put a Caucasian person in there or, you know.
It's crazy because a lot of these little stories I hear in like the movie news cycle, like the directors and casting directors, they'll be like casting for a movie or a role, right? That's supposed to be played by an Asian person or, you know, a person of color, and they're always like, man, it's really hard to find someone. You know, there are not that many, you know, whatever X, Y, and Z people out there that can act. And I'm just like, dude, there's like a lot of people out there. It's like, have you seen like YouTube?
Seen China?
Yeah, have you seen?
Have just you like, seen China?
No, just in like America in general. I mean. That's true.
Just,
that's
like,
true.
Fly to China and, like, pick out, you know, your people.
Right.
There you go. I'm just kidding.
But I think, like, for the American movies, at least, or for, like, Asian American, like, they want English-speaking, like,
right.
Asian American
yeah.
people. And, I mean, granted, like, what Asian Americans make up 5-6% of America, like, the American population, I think.
Right.
Yo, there's not enough of us because they were all trying to be doctors and lawyers.
That's
kind of
true.
No.
I mean, I think that's a factor.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they just failed at that. And
Do you think that's a vicious cycle?
I'm sorry, what were you saying? Oh,
I was just thinking, do you think it's a vicious cycle? Because like, oh, there's not enough Asian actors and actresses out there. And then it's because, you know, they're trying to be, I guess, like regular corporate jobs. And then it's like a vicious cycle. And then the parents of those who are trying to be actors or actresses are like, see, there's none of you guys on the screen. That means you guys can't do it. That means you should stick to being... I don't know, a consultant or a lawyer or a doctor
working
or something.
Working in a nonprofit.
Yeah, working in a nonprofit.
What are those 9 to 5?
Yeah.
All right, well, you don't like it, but you feel very strongly about it? Like, were you about to rage?
I just didn't watch the movies.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and so like, I know you guys spoke about anime. How do you feel about anime turning into live action? And then...
Oh,
they,
man.
Like,
yes.
Avatar.
Right? Yeah.
And
oh,
then,
I didn't watch that.
Oh,
Dragon
it's
Ball,
so bad.
Dragon Ball Z. Do you guys remember that Dragon Ball Z movie?
It was pretty bad.
I never watched it.
It was
next level bad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was really horrible.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, like, kind of like what you're saying with, like, this, it being, like, kind of like a vicious cycle of, like, there's no Asians, so no one goes into the field, which makes it so that there are more, like, less Asians and less Asians. It's. I feel like it was really like that, like, a few years back. Because who were the big Asian actors? Like
before then? Before,
yeah.
Like, aside from Bruce Lee? Just nobody.
Even, like, after That's Bruce true. Lee, like, who was there? Like, Asian American actors.
Like, before?
Like after Bruce Lee.
Oh, after
before,
Bruce Lee.
Like, so from Bruce Lee to, like, even up until, like, now, like, who was there before, like, a few, you know? Like, John Cho?
John Cho came, like,
he
later.
Came,
He's, like, in
like,
the 2000s.
Yeah, like.
Would you consider Jackie Chan as an Asian American? Or
no.
Just,
no,
no.
I would consider
I love Jackie. I love
yeah,
Jackie Chan.
No, Jackie is amazing. Yeah. Jackie Chan is... He's the GOAT.
He's still doing stuff now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's still doing crazy. It. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a couple roles, I think, in, like, 80s movies I can think of that had an Asian character in there, but they weren't, like, the most flattering, like, Long Duk Dong from 16 Candles.
But it's just, great. Like, it's so hard, like, you know, it was so hard to find people who were...
Lucy Liu.
Yeah, Lucy Liu was
yeah,
one.
Okay,
yeah,
so there's
you.
One.
Yeah, so there's always bright spots kind of along the way,
yeah.
And I think it kind of culminated in, like, the current, like, wave that's happening
Yeah,
now.
And so now it's, like, now I feel like if you were to make some of these movies and... it's supposed to feature like an Asian American or an Asian person and you didn't cast like an Asian person,
Oh, we raging in the streets.
There would be like an uprising. That I mean, and that's basically what happened with Ghost in the Shell. Like people were so pissed.
Aloha.
Yeah. I think that was a big deal with Emma Stone.
I'm about to go stab some people with some chopsticks. I'm gonna watch out.
I think it's just a problem, man, across just like people of color, right? I think like, I mean, even when like, even black people, right, when they were starting out in film, it's not like, like literally white people were playing black people in like, you know, in blackface, right?
Yeah.
And that was happening, right? And there's like, films, I think, that portray that. Even to this day, they're like kids that, like, for Halloween, they'll like dress in blackface. It's absurd.
Yeah, it's wild.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, you had to like build up and kind of like people had to kind of speak their mind and, you know, kind of protest. And like, you know, here we are after many years, right? So,
Which, like, it makes me excited again, like, to see where people are coming and how it's kind of progressing now. Because even with like the Farewell, I believe like a lot of like studios were like, when Lulu Wang was trying to put it out there, a lot of them were like, oh, this isn't going to sell in the American market,
right?
Because there's no market appeal, you know, for the Asians. So like, let's try to get like, maybe Awkwafina can have a love interest who's like a white guy who comes to China and is like kind of like the bumbling idiot or something.
I would have raged. If that happened, I would have raged.
You know, or maybe like there could be this or that or the other. But like, you know, like now, like I feel like people are, they can stand their ground and say like, no, this is like a very specific, this is an Asian movie or an Asian American movie that needs an all Asian American cast or things like that. And so,
I think Lulu Wang had the same trouble with like Chinese investors too, because they're like, oh, this is too American. So, you know what I mean? There's like no winning, you know? It's like, because she's Asian American and it's sort of like you're in the middle in between, stuck between like these two countries.
It's like us.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Just like us. So it was like a very relatable movie though. That's why I think we all liked it so much.
Yeah.
That's why I liked it a lot. And let's see, another big film was it Crazy Rich Asians?
Oh, yeah.
I had no interest in watching that before. Like,
yeah, me neither, yeah.
It blew up.
But
kind
can I
of.
Ask why?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's because...
He said no. I don't... No, sorry.
That's exactly how it was. Because it just didn't seem like something that interests me, at least from the trailers and whatnot. It was really...
It's more like comedy.
It was like,
right?
it was like a rom-com.
Yeah.
To me, it seemed like it was going to be just like such a bad movie.
Yeah,
like, It looked like it was going to be bad acting, like a bad story and everything like that.
It looked like a generic story.
Yeah.
The trailer wasn't great. When we first saw the trailer, I was just like, oh no.
Yeah, it was like, oh please, no.
Yeah, I was like, oh God, no, why?
This is like our first one.
I know.
And
it's going to come out like this.
I know, I was like, oh God, why?
So you were all pleasantly surprised?
Yes, yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, all right, I'm going to speak very honestly because the Crazy Rich Asians thing is like coming up. When did it come out? Like a year ago, 2 years ago?
I think
2018.
Or
2017.
Yeah, 2018.
Okay, and they're already making a sequel. And like, I'm gonna preface what I'm going to say with like, I thought Crazy Rich Asians was a very, you know, pleasant surprise. And I thought it was like a fine movie.
Mm-hmm.
But like, in like all honesty, I was just like, okay, like it was good. But like, was it the best whatever? Right, best movie or best rom-com that I've seen, like, no.
Yeah.
Right, like, it's just, it was good, it was good.
So I normally don't like rom-coms.
Sure.
So when I watched it, I was
you had low expectations.
I had low expectations.
Right, but that's what I mean, right? There's low expectations.
But I think some of the characters that were casted played a very good part, like Awkwafina's part, right?
Yeah,
like,
thank God
for
Awkwafina.
She was my favorite, like, character. And then, Gemma Chan.
Oh, she's great.
Gemma Chan is bae. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no love for Constance? I feel bad for Constance Wu.
Wait, why?
Oh, there it is. We need that.
Oh, dang.
Yo, Carol, speak your mind. Actress.
Okay. No, that's
not,
fair. That's fair.
She doesn't act very well.
I think we got it.
Really?
I kind of
watch Crazy Rich Asians again and just like.
Just with the thought of she's not a good actress.
It was crazy just because like on Fresh Off the Boat, I'm like, oh, she's really funny. Like when Fresh Off the Boat first came out, I was like, oh man, she's really funny. Like it's great. And she's like the highlight of the show. And then I watched her in Crazy Rich Asians. And then I didn't think I noticed it at all really because there were so many other like cast members and the whole event thing was so like momentous and stuff. So I didn't really take note of her acting. And then I saw her in Hustlers.
Oh, you watched that movie?
Yeah. Really good movie with like J-Lo.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Constance Wu was, like, the main character. But in the movie, I was just like,
not that good.
She just, I don't know if she wasn't good at acting. I think she's okay at acting, or she's fine, but like her character wasn't likable. But I can't tell if it was like her acting or if it was just her character. Because J-Lo like was like very likable. Like she was great. Like it was awesome seeing J-Lo like you know, do her thing in Hustlers. Like she was she was great. I think she was nominated too at the Golden Globes.
Maybe. Yeah. I honestly I didn't I saw I just saw Awkwafina and I saw Parasite. I was like, that's all I care about.
We made it.
We made it. We did it.
No, that's the thing though, right? Like you have a reason to watch the Golden Globes. Like when have you watched the Golden Globes before?
Yeah. That's interesting. I've never heard anyone say that like Constance Wu is like not a.
All right. I'm sorry for all the haters.
Constance,
No.
I know you're listening, Constance.
I still support you.
Yeah, we support you, but.
Yeah, we support you. I support you.
Come on the show. We can talk about it.
We support you, but I think like with the wave of Asian like representation now in media, I think we can kind of like start to critique things because before we're like, yo, let's go, yeah. Like you know, pushing everyone for it now.
Oh, we'll take whoever we can get. Yeah, right? Yeah. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah,
right.
Probably.
Pretty much. I mean, and now it's just kind of like there's so many.
Now that we have options.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Which is like, which is so amazing. Yeah.
Which is great. So it's a good problem.
Maybe I should rewatch Crazy Rich Asians. I don't know. I just don't remember her being like bad or anything.
I don't think she was bad.
But, yeah, but I just I was just amazed.
Just maybe by a like too much. It's like you know when you
it's
like
Asians everywhere.
Right. Kind of overwhelmed by just like the entire thing.
You're happening. It was a spectacle to behold.
Yeah.
But I really liked that everybody was Asian.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, another movie came out this past year called Always Be My Maybe on Netflix.
Ali
Wong and Randall Park. Did you guys see that one?
Yeah.
That was pretty good. I think like I don't know, for some reason I feel like I like that more than Crazy Rich Asians,
right?
Because it was just a lot more like I don't know if it's subtler, but it was like funnier. And it wasn't like this crazy spectacle.
Ali Wong's
hilarious.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I'm like, the same what? Yeah. Like really?
I know.
Yeah, give her a call. Get her on the show.
She is half Chinese, right?
Follow that family tree.
Yeah.
Right? Like she's probably up there in my tree somewhere.
She has to be. In the same clan.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So Always Be My Maybe. Yeah, I like that one a lot too. And I think I like that one more than Crazy Rich Asians. And just because it's not only about Asians, but it was about, I guess, you know, the female and the male relationship and the perspective and how she was more successful. So I really like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it was tackling a lot of other issues, not just being Asian. So.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Was that the other movie about classism that you were talking about?
No, it wasn't. It would be funny if it was.
But it's funny because, like, my friend, when he watched it, he was just like, oh, wow, I didn't think I needed this. Like that's what it feels like to be like represented on screen, because I think with Crazy Rich Asians it's like not all of us are crazy rich. It's hard to relate to like mega super rich like dude from Singapore.
Singapore. That's why I didn't like it. It was like not as relatable.
You're like, I'm poor.
I thought you were about to be like, yeah, I don't like Singapore. I was
like,
I love Singapore.
No, but yeah, it was just a lot more relatable. But yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah.
But it was also nice to see Asians in a different light.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's another aspect.
Kind of also just like portrayed as just like normal people. Like,
right.
Because with Always Me by Maybe, you could easily just change it to a completely different race of people and it would still be like the same movie, probably still have the same impact. But like to be able to portray an Asian person, Asian American person, just as like a normal everyday person was just like, it's like refreshing. It's like, you know, we're just like other people as well. It's just that we're. Our skin tone happens to be lighter?
Yellow?
Of a yellow tint.
Of a yellow tint.
More tan.
Maybe more tan.
And our eyes have a slight slant. Is that what you're about to say? I knew you were going there, right, Sam?
Bro, why you gotta bring race into this, man? I'm just trying to... why are you trying to bring race into the
racial conversation
that's about race? And, you know, why you gotta...
I'm just trying to push the envelope forward, Sam. You know me.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Isn't there a movie coming out soon of an Asian superhero?
Shang-Chi.
By Marvel.
Should we talk about that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know anything more about that? Is there anything more? Like, any more news on that? I know Awkwafina's in it.
Yeah,
right?
Awkwafina's in it.
Yeah.
Dude, Awkwafina is like, she's about to...
It.
Yeah,
she's everywhere.
She's getting there. She's about to be the new Asian American. Like.
Yeah, she's about to be the next Lucy Liu.
Better.
I think she's her own thing, man.
She's her own thing.
Yeah, Awkwafina too. Like, you know, I was reading or I was like looking at articles and things like that, and like this time last year or something like that, just like a year ago, she was making like $9 an hour.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she's like skyrocketed to this place of like she's won a Golden Globe. She's like starring in these blockbuster movies.
Yeah.
Yo, that's that hustle grind right there.
That
you know,
is.
That's that. She, that was that Asian grind right
run,
there.
Crazy run. Yeah. So she went from, what is it, like Ocean's 8 and Crazy Rich Asians,
uh-huh,
to Ocean's Farewell,
yeah,
to Jumanji 2.
Oh, yeah, she's right? in that, too.
Yeah, she's in that. I haven't seen it.
I haven't either.
And then now she's going to be in Shang-Chi. But she also has her own, like, half-hour, like, comedy show on Comedy Central.
Dang, I didn't know that.
She's killing it.
I don't have cable television.
So. You might the way you're talking about it, you're like, she's the star.
She's
the
chosen one. She's the chosen one.
But it's, what's his name? Simu Liu.
Simu Liu.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Simu Liu. Is, yeah, he's kind of pushing the button, too.
Yeah,
I remember, he was on Ellen. He was on Ellen once. And
oh, was he?
Yeah. I just remember. And he was like, she was like asking him, like, hey, why do you post like all these like shirtless photos of you?
Because he's ripped.
Yeah. No, but he was just saying like people don't view Asians as like this attractive, you know, desirable person.
Right.
Which was kind of like what we were talking about with our dating episode way back when. But he was like, I want to put it out there that Asians can be like this attractive person. So I'm going to like, I have like this ripped body. So I'm
going to use it.
I just, yeah.
Thank you, Samuel Lewis. Thank you.
I'm going to post like pictures of myself. Like, cause I worked hard for like these washboard ads, you know?
True. And, I mean, it is in shape.
Dude. Yeah. Simu Liu, man. And he's on Kim's Convenience too.
That's where I saw him.
Which is like a really big thing.
Yeah. Huge show in Canada.
Yeah. And, you know, even Kim's Convenience is like an all Asian cast.
Right.
Except for like that one girl. I don't know. His like the manager of like the car.
Oh, yeah. The thirsty.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. But even like, you know, like the minor characters too. Like the friend of Mr. Kim is like an Indian person,
mm-hmm,
you know? And so. Like, yeah, it's just awesome to see, man.
I mean, Toronto's a very diverse city, and that's where it takes place. So it's really cool to see that represented on screen.
For sure, definitely.
Yeah, and isn't Joe? He's working on that right now.
Yeah,
he's working on Shang-Chi.
Shout out, Joe.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow, Joe.
We don't know if this is like out in the open or not. So
I'm proud of you.
Regardless. Yeah.
If you listen to this.
Yeah, but yeah, even Joe and like even like a lot of the people in this area are like really trying to push that envelope forward. And putting out like really good content for Asian Americans, which is just like, it's great.
No,
it's great
to see.
Yeah.
But what do you think about the movie, Carol? And do you know Simu Liu? Have you seen him before?
I just Googled him.
Literally right now?
Yeah, just right
You've
now.
Never?
Look, I don't watch a lot of movies. TV.
It's fine.
That's fine.
So what do you think?
Of him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's hot.
Okay. Yeah, it's a.
Have you seen his Instagram?
No, I just.
She's Googling right now.
Google right now.
Mm-hmm.
Those, I mean, should I look at his Instagram?
Those pictures are very tame compared to some of his Instagram.
Right, I think like in half his Instagram photos, he's just like, he doesn't have a shirt.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's doing it for Asian American men. Let's just say, let's put it at that. I don't think Asian females ever had that that problem being viewed.
Okay, I see it. All right. I dig it.
You dig it? Okay. All right.
Follow.
Still love you, boyfriend.
Boyfriend? Does he have a name?
Justin.
All right. Bring him on the show sometime. We actually need somebody for dating part two for the couples.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
You said he's jealous, right? No, that was your friend.
No, it was her boyfriend. Yeah, I was jealous. Yeah,
to come in on the podcast, he can be a part of this too.
He can come talk about sports.
Yeah, we'll bring
he's
everybody.
He's better at sports. I don't know about dating.
We're talking.
I made the first move. So.
Oh,
all right.
We gotta save that.
We gotta save that conversation.
That.
We're not gonna cut that at all.
Wait, no,
keep that
no
cutting.
Uncut here, Carol.
Uncut.
You can come on and tell his side of the story.
Yeah, we'll see what he says.
Fight.
Yeah.
Put me on a spot like that? No.
You already knew what you were getting yourself into when you decided to come on the show.
Especially when I was like, is Sam going to cut this stuff?
No.
I don't think Sam has cut out anything that we've said so far on this podcast.
All right. Well.
Yeah. I've only cut out some of Ryan's mouth noises.
That's fair.
But
I make a lot of mouth noises.
Like
apparently.
ASMR, like.
Yeah. Yeah, like that stuff.
Let's not do that.
No.
Oh my gosh.
No, but again, so there, yeah, there is like a lot of new things that are coming out, I think, and there's like just a lot to look forward to in terms of like the Asian American media that's being put out there, even in like the small screens, the big screens, and you know, like YouTube and things like that. You know, like,
wait, are there any other TV shows that are strictly Asian? I mean, aside from Kim's Convenience and was that Fresh Off the Boat?
So Fresh Off the Boat was the longest running Asian American TV show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 6 seasons, I think.
They recently got canceled, I think, or they ended.
They ended it.
So from what I know, there's not any. There might be. I think I heard there might be like a spinoff of it.
Yeah, a spinoff starring an Indian American family.
Yeah, so yeah,
which is
really cool too.
Yeah, which would be awesome.
Yeah. Which also like kind of goes into like, you know, we're all like East Asians, mm-hmm. but like there's also like so many like South Asian people that are up on the come up as well, you know, like.
Exactly. Yo, have you seen, Kumail Nanjiani?
Yeah.
He's going to be in the Immortals for Marvel.
And yeah,
then
yeah,
you
yeah.
got jacked. Yeah. Like, look him up, Carol.
he's on a lot of stuff too. And he did, I think like a year or two ago, The Big Sick.
Oh,
which
good
was,
movie.
Which was based on his story
with
his wife and things like that. So they wrote and directed it. It got noms for Best Picture.
Wait, when was this?
Best Adapted Screenplay. Best Screenplay.
What's it called?
The Big Sick.
The Big Sick.
It's on Amazon Prime, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Amazon Prime bought it, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a really good movie.
Yeah. And even like Hasan Minhaj is like...
Hasan Minhaj.
He's really big too right
That's
now.
That's the comedian, right?
Yeah.
Yo, how do you say his name, Sam? Because you know he's very serious about you pronouncing his name.
Hasan
right.
Minhaj.
How do you say Minhaj? His last name?
Minhaj. I believe that's how he pronounces it.
So I know it's Hasan.
Yeah, right? Hasan. Minhaj.
Minhaj.
Yeah. So, which is like awesome. That's like awesome. One, that thing is awesome to me that he's like making people pronounce his name correctly.
Yeah.
Because it's his name and like he's reclaiming like that for himself. And
yeah, what did he say?
Like, he's not backing down.
He's like, if you can say Timothy Chalamet, you can say my name.
Yeah, these people gotta learn.
Yeah. I mean, but his stuff is like really great too. Patriot Act,
right.
His stand up on Netflix, The Homecoming King.
Mm. I thought Patriot Act was also on Netflix. Are they
both
on
Netflix? Yeah, they're both on Netflix. Patriot Act is his like weekly show,
mm-hmm.
Which he talks about like current news and media and things like that.
Yeah.
And then Patriot Act is his like stand up show, which I'm not like Indian at all, but like I felt what he was saying too.
Hey, man, you're about to tear up. Oh my God.
I felt like what he was saying. And then even like, again, like with more like Indian Americans or like Indian, not Indian Americans, but like Indian media that's coming out or has come out. Like Yesterday was a movie that came out.
Have you seen it?
I have, yeah.
What's it called?
Yesterday. It was like the Beatles never existed, but like one guy remembered it.
Yes.
He like sings about it.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh my God.
Yeah. That movie was like, it was fun. Like there's like a lot of criticism to it. Like the premise is really good, but they felt like the execution was like, you know, lackluster.
Yeah.
Criticism.
Which I could see, but I thought it was really fun. And then another really big one was Blinded by the Light. I don't know if you guys have heard about
Bruce
that.
I heard about that one.
So it was a Bruce, like it's about like this Indian British guy who like finds Bruce Springsteen's music and like loves it and like really resonates with it. But
his parents are like, nah, how can you resonate with this guy?
Yeah, he was like, how can you like resonate with, this is like a white dude from America.
Right, from Jersey.
We're Indians who live in like
yeah, England, right?
Yeah, England. Like, what do you mean? You know, he doesn't speak for us. You know?
Right.
But
he speaks to me.
Yeah. Oh, man, dude. I was like, oh.
Oh, man, dude. Right. So you better stop clenching your heart. I might have to call 911.
No, but there was this one, like, amazing line in that movie where he was saying, like, the dad was saying at the end, like, you know, like, basically, like, you can, like, it's okay that you're like loving the stories of others, but like don't forget like our story, like don't forget us, don't forget like where you came from and things like that. And I was just like,
oh.
All right.
Yeah, I butchered the line, but it was like when I watched that movie, I was like, my heart. I gotta listen to Bruce Springsteen now.
And you listen to it, you're like, stop for me.
No, I didn't listen to anything.
Okay,
but it was like the idea of, you know, like, you know, not forgetting your people,
right?
Basically,
yeah. Going back to Hasan Minhaj, though, have you seen like this clip of him with like one of the guys from like Queer Eye for This Rape Guy. Mm-hmm. So he's like, you know, you guys know that show, right? Oh, you like that show? I heard it's really good.
My favorite show.
Really? What's the, I think he's either Indian or Pakistani.
Tan?
Yeah. Tan. So it was Hassan and then Tan in this one clip. And then Tan was like queer eyeing Hassan Minhaj, like helping him choose like wardrobe
and all that
stuff.
Thing?
Yeah, I think it's on YouTube. Yeah,
Tan does like this series on YouTube where he
like shorter
dresses,
clips, right?
Like comedians or
It was that. Yeah, okay. So it was that, and it was just them two. But it was like, you know, they're both like they could both like relate. There's a lot of like kind of unsaid stuff that they could do, right? They talked about the whole name pronunciation.
Oh yeah,
right? And they're like, oh yeah, dude, your name's not Tan. It's not Tan. And he's like, oh yeah, it's you know, short for Tanvir, right? That's his like actual full name. And then there's like a connection there, right? And they're like, yeah, man. Got that brown connection. He called it like the Berluminati.
Berluminati?
What? Yeah, that's what Hassan Minhaj said. But I don't know why. I watched that clip like 3 or 4 times. I found it so kind of like cathartic watching these
of
two.
Just,
like
of his name? Or
no, of just like, these two guys, just like, okay. You know, like of a. You
like
know,
an unspoken
like
connection.
Because you understand what they went through.
Yeah,
as
it's just like, you know, when you, like, you're in a school full of like white people and you see like the Asian homie and you're like, yo, what's up, bro? Right? And you kind of have that connection a little bit, you know?
Do you guys, kind of like that. Do you guys have that connection when you see other Korean people?
Korean people don't really like each other, so
that's true, man.
Dang. Right?
Everyone knows this.
Hey, man, that's like your opinion, man. I love my Koreans. Okay?
That's true. I'm not saying I don't like Korean people. I'm just saying a lot of Korean people kind of have beef with like other Korean
people.
They
have favorites.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's
true.
Yeah.
Wait, so what about you, Carol? When you see like another Chinese or Cantonese person, are you like, "What's good"?
No.
What?
I'm not. I don't know. I can't tell. I mean, I can tell if they're Chinese, but I can't tell if they speak Cantonese.
You just gotta.
Unless if I know their name, then I'll be like, oh, okay, like, there's a difference between, like, so I think people who have the last name Wong, which is my last name, they speak Cantonese. And then if you have, like, Wang, that's, like, the Mandarin version of my last name.
Oh, interesting.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So then.
The more
Wang,
you know.
Yeah.
I think Wang, like, they're mostly Mandarin speakers. Okay. Yes.
What about Chang?
I have no idea.
Oh, dang. What was like?
I need to know.
Hey, that's your name, bro. You gotta do your research.
I have no idea.
Yeah, you gotta take that 23andMe thing.
Yeah. It'll... You should do that.
I'm curious.
Maybe I will. Oh, you're curious now?
I'm curious about myself, too.
Oh, really?
Bro, you're gonna come up 100% Korean.
I don't think Korean people are 100%
so.
Korean. Because of the whole Japanese occupation thing.
Yeah,
and stuff
I have
like
a
that.
Friend
99.9%.
And she's like sort of some percentage of Japanese.
Yeah, like both my friends.
And she thought she was like full
Korean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, most Korean people do. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm from this peninsula. And then they take it and they're like, oh, I'm 30% Japanese. Like my friend
maybe.
Like took it and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm 15% Japanese. And my other friend
and
was
then
like,
they're
I'm
like,
20%.
Sad.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're sad.
Well, like
are they
Koreans,
sad?
Like they don't want to be, you know.
Anything but Korean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because Korean people are really like proud about their like ethnic purity.
Well, one thing y'all should be proud of are these movies y'all be putting out, because something about Korean movies, like y'all doing movies correctly.
Especially those horror movies, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it about y'all cinematography and like the story? Why are you guys like the minds?
You know what it
the
is?
The stories are coming out.
It's
crazy.
The years and years of
it's
making
Han.
Dramas.
It's Han.
Okay. Yeah.
The
yeah.
Korean Han.
What is Han? Please
you explain.
Explain
yourself.
So Han is like this deep seated sadness that Koreans have of years of like oppression
and
it's
sorrow.
Like a, it's like a generational thing, and Han comes out in like so many ways, and it makes you like an emotional person. Not like, oh, I'm so sad, but like just like all your emotions are like heightened. So like your rage is heightened, and your like sorrow is heightened.
Yeah.
But so, I don't think that explains why.
So like people have to channel like all that energy into something positive, and so like. Like, it's just...
Whoa.
My theory...
As a Korean person, like, you have to, like, prove yourself in so many different ways.
Yeah.
And so, like the ones that make films, are, like, they're trying to prove themselves in this way. And so, like, they have to...
Yeah, you know what?
But
I can buy that. Yeah.
Yeah.
My theory is just, like, since Korean people are, like, emotional because of all that Han, because of that deep sense of, like, injustice and, like, unforgivable, like, kind of anger... They're just like a lot more in tune with all these emotional aspects.
Yeah.
And so if you watch like Korean dramas, they're like very, very like melodramatic.
It's like all
and, like,
over the
crazy,
place.
Right? No. They're like all over the place, right? That's like a case of just like, all right, Korean people are like kind of wacky when it comes to like displaying all these emotions. But then if you hone it in, right, like these yeah. like, you know, like really masterful like Korean directors, you get movies like Parasite, like yeah. The Handmaiden, like Old Boy, right? All these other movies.
And also like Korean people are so like the idea of like being number one. Mm. Like it's like a big thing. So you have to be
y'all are so competitive.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. Like I mean go to a Korean school, man. Like a Korean high school like really a high school true. In Korea. Dude, it's all about the numbers, like it trying really to is. Become number one and things
it's
like that.
It's just so funny because you said, yeah, go to a Korean school. And I was like, yo, I came up one, Centerville High School.
Bruh, you don't even know, man. Go to a real Korean school.
No, like, I'm not trying to get all this Han. It sounds like I'll walk through and this Han will just like make me drop drama. Dead.
Like there'd be a lot of drama with students.
I mean.
Trying to be number one.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe? I don't know. I mean, grew up in Korea.
It's, you know, like Korea has like one of the highest like young people like suicide rates, yeah. things like yeah. that. Like pretty young brutal. People like plastic yeah. surgery things, you know. So Korea is like a very competitive yeah. and like they. It all again. It all stems from Han. Like it, you can't explain it, but like, it just it's there.
Oh, I know.
I think there's a pretty good example of like Han in Parasite actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Han is in a lot of Korean movies anyway. Yeah. So
yeah. if you just get more acquainted with like what Han is, you'll see it in like in,
okay.
Yeah.
Now that you've put a word to it and you sort of explained, I'm gonna look for it now.
So is there an English translation to that, or is that just?
I think it's what Sam said. It's like a long definition.
It's like a deep seated.
There's no like one word.
Generational. Yeah. Yeah. There's
pissed.
It's yeah. But it's not pissed, but
yeah, no.
It's like,
yeah, it's like it's
energy.
Think of it.
An energy. Yeah, basically like an energy that like blankets over Korea that
sprinkled over
everybody
Korea.
Know like everybody feels it and it will never be resolved
ever.
Unless it's through film. So the way Sam
is explaining it, I think of it almost kind of like in parallels of, I guess, the Black American experience and the injustices that they go through and their sorrow and how they have to basically, you know, express themselves in yeah. other which ways.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, that is a good way of putting it.
If you go to a culture or a place where there has been generational injustices,
yeah.
then you'll feel that mm-hmm. that thing,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, that's why a lot of the old school like Asian people, like either like Chinese or like Korean or Filipino and stuff, they're like they don't like Japanese people.
No, nope.
mm-hmm. All the old yeah. school yeah, like, yeah. grandparents and stuff like mm-hmm. they're like
it's a huge.
Japanese
I mean,
people.
Yeah, it's still like a huge thing.
Yeah.
It'll like forever be a huge thing
yeah.
unless something. Yeah.
Changes. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me of you guys see the Ronnie Chang stand-up special?
Yeah.
Ronnie Chang? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry. It just reminded me because he talks about that in the stand-up special because he's from Singapore, right?
Mm-hmm.
He talks about how like they just ingrain you. They're like, don't ever forget what the Japanese did to us.
Really?
He just talks about that. And he says, and then I went to Japan and it's like the cleanest place. Yeah. People are so disciplined and nice like that. He's like, you're telling me the people that like did all these horrible things to us, like back in the past, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are now like the cleanest people that invent like these like toilets that, you know, that shoot water up
your
butt and everything, whatever, right? And then he was just like, all right, all I'm saying is, you know what, give ISIS some time, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll cure cancer, you don't know. I was like, I thought that was so funny.
Oh my gosh, I have to watch that. I was like, me and my family were watching that over the holidays, and we were playing cards, though. We were actually playing Clock Cloak.
Comes back.
And I was, like, bouncing in and out of it, but, yeah, it was pretty funny. And I didn't know that, you know, he came to New York, he's trying to make it and everything. Just hearing about his story, I thought that was pretty interesting. It was funny, too, but I liked hearing, how he came through.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of crazy to think about because I was like, Dad. I was looking at my dad. I was like, Dad, that guy, that could have been you. You could have been on stage making these funny jokes.
Is your dad a funny guy?
He's a funny guy. He doesn't realize it. All right, so
He's unintentionally funny.
So I remember when my dad was still running a jewelry store, and I went there to help him, and he'd have like the radio playing. That song was called Secret Agent Man, you know? Secret Agent Man. He would sing that all the time, but He kept on seeing Secret Asian Man.
Dude,
and I was like, Dad.
Who didn't, man?
No, that's what I heard,
who
too.
Who didn't?
That's what I heard, too.
Secret Asian Man.
I was like, this can't be right. But anyways, no, I knew it was Secret Agent Man. And then I told my dad, I was like, Dad, it's Secret Agent Man, not Secret Asian Man. My dad's like, no, Secret Asian Man. Song is about me. And I was just like.
I
want
to meet your dad now.
Yeah.
I also want to meet your mom.
You want to meet my mom? Yeah, you can meet my mom.
She seems like a very, I feel like I can relate to her. She's very
fun. Oh, my mom's super bullet.
I heard your story.
You heard my story, right? Yeah, no.
You're hideous.
I still look at my mom sometimes and I'm like, Eden, and I look at her and she looks at me and I'm like, okay, I know what you're thinking.
She has
mom.
Like the eyes of just like
disappointment.
Yep. That's right. The body language shifts. And then when she sees my brother, like you can see like the grin kind of like crinkle up like in her face a little bit. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's okay. No, I love my mom. We Gucci. All right, guys. Well, shoot. That was a fun little episode. Yo, Carol, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Just come back for the dating one.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
You can convince Justin to come back?
Yeah, I mean, I think he'd be really happy to join.
Yeah, well, just don't have a fight on air.
We won't.
No, I'm trying to see a fight.
Yeah, maybe. Well, can you stage a fight?
Yeah. I think Will's trying to stir up some drama, man. Right. Every episode, he's trying to stir up some drama.
In a relationship?
Yo, it's in our blood. We're Asian. Come on.
True.
We gotta have that beef.
We have that Han.
every Asian does have Han.
I think we do.
Yeah. Except for the
like
Japanese.
Chinese, for sure.
It's
for sure.
Probably just called something else in other countries.
I don't know what it's called.
I'm gonna go back home and
I'm
ask
gonna
my
go home
dad.
And ask your mom. Be like, yo.
Yeah, that's
They're
your
like,
homework.
Anger.
All right, guys. Yo, until next time, we out. Peace.
Peace. Hey everyone, this is Ryan from Leave Your Shoes at the Door podcast again. Thank you again for listening. We just want to thank our sponsor, Quirktastic, and we want to thank Carol for joining us again, and thank Johnny Che for the intro music, and also Q and 38 North Recording Studios for allowing us to record in their space.